Hey, you want that to go?
Good morning, Todd Zwillick here, filling in for John Hockenberry for part of this week. We want to get to some takeouts on news stories we're following earlier in the week. Our first is an update from Washington with Jay Newton Small, Washington correspondent for Time Magazine. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Todd.
Good morning. Well, the White House has released a couple of details of a new proposal from President Obama cracking down on insurance companies.
Well, it's not the first time they've gone after insurance companies in this legislation, but it's certainly the most surprising turnaround. And it's interesting that this is obviously the first time the president is introducing a plan, which is surprising to a lot of people. You've heard about the president's plan all year. This is actually the first time he's introducing a plan, and he's really taking advantage of the news and going after sort of these big rate increases and saying we're going to prevent these and we're going to regulate you.
So giving the government the power just to say no, you can't raise rates?
Well, it basically does that, yeah. It basically says we're going to have the Secretary of Health and Human Services sit down every year, see how much you're proposing to raise your rates, and if it's unjustified, if it doesn't meet the cost of medical inflation, then no, we're not going to allow you to do it.
What do you think is the politics of this? Why go after these companies?
Look, they're trying to find a way to pay for this. My understanding is that most likely the Cadillac tax, the excise tax that was an agreement with the labor unions, is probably not going to be in this bill, and they're going to need to find another way to pay for it. This is one way that might bring a little bit more revenue from the health insurers.
Trying to find a way to raise billions for health reform and more debate in Washington this week on healthcare. Time Magazine's Jay Newton Smalls. Thanks, Jay.
For our next takeout, we go to Vancouver with Jason Stallman from our partner, the New York Times. At the end of a hard-fought hockey game last night between the U.S. and Canada, here's how it sounded.
Three for three in the preliminary round. The United States has defeated Canada 5-3. Handshakes of guys who know each other well, because these are all NHLers.
So, Jason, unbelievable game last night, and an even more unbelievable upset. The United States beat Canada.
Absolutely surprising. 30 years to the day after Miracle on Ice, that's where we are right now. And last night, the United States pulled off a really compelling upset over Canada and completely deflated the Canadian Olympic fans here. Walking home last night after the game from the press center to my hotel, just thousands of Canadian fans out in the streets, just completely dejected.
If I wasn't so happy about the men's win, I would feel bad for the Canadian fans. But it's 30 years since the Miracle on Ice, but America hasn't beat Canada in hockey since 1960.
It has been a while, and certainly nobody expected it to happen last night. Canada has a virtual all-star team, and they're expected to roll right through to the medal round, and here they are having to play in what's considered a qualification playoff. They basically have to play an extra game now against Germany, and if they win that, they have to play Russia, which many consider to be the best or the second best team in the world. So not an easy road at all for Canada now.
Oh, and let's talk about skiing now. Bodie Miller, he already has the most Olympic medals of any American skier, and he got another one yesterday.
He did. So he's got three events here in Vancouver up at Whistler, and three medals, bronze, silver, and a gold. Here's a guy who many people wrote off his career after a disastrous Turin Olympics 4 years ago, kind of quietly made his way to Vancouver for the Winter Games again, and has another medal haul, and now with his gold medal. That was the final piece of the puzzle for his career. He has the World Cup victories. He has bronze and silver Olympic medals. Now he finally has a gold, so his name is certainly going to be mentioned among the best ever.
Good for him. Jason Stallman is the Olympic editor for our partner, the New York Times.
For our last takeout now, we want to turn to you. Sure, all the rage is hockey right now, but we realize that not everyone cares about sports, so we devoted last Friday's talk about movies to the best sports films for sports haters, and we got some great recommendations for films you were not planning to be a fan of.
This is Dale Davidson from Manhattan in New York, and I remember that Hoop Dreams was an amazing film that I really didn't expect to like.
And now I want to, play in the NBA like anybody else would want to be. That's something I think about all the time, playing in the NBA.
It really knocked my socks off.
From basketball to baseball, Liz posts on our website, thetakeaway.org, a league of their own, a great story about whether you like baseball or not.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no
crying in baseball?
This is Bruce Pulver. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. The movie that I didn't think I'd like that I ended up liking was Legend of Bagger Vance.
I see the field, but it's 445 yards long. It's got a little red flag at the end of it. It's 12 strokes ahead of it. Come on.
Not typically a fan of golf movies with actors playing, but I think you guys did a great job and told a great story.
Just give me the club.
Some great recommendations from lots of people at 8778MyTake and our site, thetakeaway.org. But, well, not everybody that called had learned to love sports movies.
This is Patricia from Cliffside Park, New Jersey. I hate sports and sports movies so much that when I watch a Harry Potter film and they get to the part about that silly Quidditch game...
Come on, Harry. We've got a game to win.
My eyes glaze over and I go over my grocery list in my head till that part of the movie is passed.
I even skip those parts in the books. Go to our website and you can get more recommendations and see a listener's poll about their favorite sports movie for sports haters. The winner by a big, wide margin, Bull Durham.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, Hook's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live... Was there a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
You can get more recommendations on sports movies for sports haters at thetakeaway.org.
And from sports films to the real sports world, Celeste has a blog post on the website about Tiger Woods and his newfound devotion to Buddhism. It's worth a read for sure, even for people who hate sports. That's at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, we'll be talking about what's making headlines in the week ahead. It's Monday, and that means the agenda. It's coming up in just a few minutes.
You know, the Dalai Lama commented about Tiger Woods, says he didn't actually know, he'd never heard of Tiger Woods, but It sounds like he needs self-discipline.
I think he's heard of him now.